Paddy Kendallman looked at the daily statistics with half a mind on his son's school performance. He'd paid for the enhanced student module for the boy's implant, but Paul still struggled with math, and the teacher talked about special testing and learning disabilities. Lisa had been furious, blaming the teacher and Paddy alternately. If only he'd been put in the other class. If only Paddy had bought that enhanced module the year before.
Now that's odd.
He pushed aside the problem of Paul's math performance and squinted at the readout, where dispatch had flagged certain entries. On a station this size, 20 deaths in a standard day, plus or minus 3, was about right. Most were natural or accidental. The cause is obvious. The very old, the sick, the accidents that will happen any time serious construction work is going on, the occasional drunken brawl or domestic dispute ending in death by intent, though not nearly the level it used to be. But the past 24 hours had produced 29 deaths, a notable bump. And here were three unexplained deaths in previously healthy men of early middle age. Not accidents, not assaults, no real reason. All sudden deaths. Dead before the medics could arrive and do anything. Heart failure.
Heart failure? In men whose last medical checkup was clean? No wonder dispatch flagged them for investigation. It all worked in the yards. Oh, it has to be a coincidence, doesn't it?
But five lines down, he saw another. A woman's sudden collapse in a public place. Death too quick for medical intervention.
How common is that?
40-year-old women didn't suddenly die from undiscovered heart disease. Not in this era. Not with mandatory health tests. And she was, or had been, an accountant in the same firm one of the men had worked for. Lisa always said he had a streak of paranoia. And right now that streak was buzzing up and down his spinal cord, raising the hair on his neck. He initialed the autopsy requests, marked them urgent, and sent them on. The dead Misnarii's family would no doubt try to prevent the autopsy, but the law was on his side.
Is this related to the alert 3 10 days ago?
Kendallman glanced at the master schedule. They'd been briefed that an attack might come when a frame of ships neared completion, and frame 6 was within days of completion. They were expecting the customer to arrive to take delivery. He looked at the list again. The dead Misnarii had worked on frame 6 and frame 5 both as assemblers. Another had worked only on frame 5. But the other dead man had been a specialist in control systems, and he had worked on frame 6. Paddy pulled up the man's record. Banamir Atanda, unmarried, no close relatives in Tobedos Yard Station. No obvious legal problems. But his financial records were peculiar. Everyone had had problems in the dearth of ship orders a few years past, but his balance had sunk faster than most. Faster than some married men with children to support.
Couldn't have been drugs. Not with his performance reviews. Women? Or gambling? One of those.
Surveillance videos in the local gambling hells showed Banamir's face at table after table. The uneasy feeling intensified. Gamblers, serious gamblers, were easy to manipulate. They always thought they had a system, but gambling led to debts, often large ones, and too often debts led to embezzling. Paddy shook his head as the files opened to show a familiar pattern. Embezzling, then blackmail.
What did Banamir Atanda use to pay his gambling debts?
Vanguard dropped out of FTL flight at Moray System on schedule and in the approach vector Moray's Defense Command had requested. A low relative velocity insertion at a high angle to the ecliptic, far out on the fringes of the system, 4 light hours from the primary. Kai, in the new combat command center, stared at the duplicate scan displays. She felt isolated, her familiar bridge crew replaced by specialists, some borrowed from Cascadia, on duplicate scan stations. The only familiar face was Master Sergeant Pitt, who'd asked permission to observe here. Major Douglas had elected to observe from the bridge, at Hugh Pratang's invitation. As scans cleared from down-jump turbulence, ship icons appeared, most, with wide uncertainty bars, clustered near the fourth planet and its shipyards. Until they had more information, all the icons were neutral yellow. Behind Vanguard, more and more of Kai's fleet dropped out, their two stealthed observation ships tucked neatly between larger vessels. Each ship reported in, and a broad V of green icons built behind her. They had kept excellent formation. Kai transmitted congratulations to all of them by shipboard Ansible, then turned to the communications officer.
Report our arrival to Cascadia.
We're not getting an Ansible signal, Admiral.
No system Ansible at all?
Nothing. I've pinged it. We wouldn't get a reply to that within a couple of hours if the booster tech is down, but I'm thinking it's something else. I can use the shipboard.
First ID's coming up. Uh-oh. Blue Ridge is a red tag, right?
They beat us to it. Use our onboard Ansible. Report that to Cascadia.
That leisurely visit with the Mackenzie commanders, that trip back to Cascadia, the time necessary to transfer Ansibles from Vanguard to the other privateers, to install the CCC in Vanguard, all had given the enemy time to strike its logical target. They'd warned Moray, but a few 10 days wasn't time enough to develop a plan against a massive invasion, especially when the enemy had onboard Ansibles.
If they have the ships...
All right, steady on. We need to know more before we charge in.
Across the screen, icons flared to red. Some remained yellow. Those could be neutrals or natives or enemy not yet identified. The new military-grade battle analysis computer, a gift from Cascadia, should give them better real-time data on the flow of battle, including the location and identification of outlying ships presented in a 3D holographic display. Kai wasn't sure she trusted it. The unit had been purpose-built to work with onboard Ansible data as well as conventional scan data, and they'd had so little time to test it.
Anomaly here. Mass consistent with a small ship. Could be a stealth observer.
Probably is. What are we picking up on communications channels?
We've got just one Ansible turned to the pirate's channel set. A lot of chatter, can't understand it. Lightspeed comm will be old.
Lightspeed would be, most likely, Moray's own defense services.
Capture all we can. Put someone on it for history.
History might tell her how this had happened. She'd warned Moray Defense, before her fleet left Cascadia, to be alert for attacks. They'd said they were prepared, but they had refused to release most of their plans until she arrived. Prudent, but now another complication. She could not coordinate with them without knowing specifics. She glanced at Yamini and Douglas, tiny icons on her command chair display. They had insisted on preparing two battle plans for a similar situation, arriving to find the pirates either already in possession of the yards or just arrived in the system.
Recommendations?
More data.
I'd say plan C1 in 10 minutes to collect a little more data.
2 hours. We'll have a better picture.
In 2 hours, it could be over. I interpret the present ship positions as indicating combat ongoing for at least 4 hours. Already, micro-jumping into position puts us at risk of weapon tracks. As well, if they have stealthed observers as we think, the pirates now know where we are. If we sit here...
Kai nodded. Space congested rapidly as a battle progressed, filling with the lethal detritus that included ordnance, fragments of blown ships, and other structures.
C1, but 20 minutes, preceded by a 2 light-minute dispersal jump.
If any of the pirate ships weren't fully engaged in the battle, if Turek had a reserve, she needed to get her force into unpredictable motion quickly. It would make recombination more difficult, but not beyond her captain's abilities. The real problem... The one no one mentioned as the ships jumped on her order was the possibility of jumping into the path of weapons fired hours before.
And we need to let Moray know who we are, even if they don't get the word for hours.
The enemy can pick up that transmission.
With any luck, the enemy is busy at the moment. Use Tight Beam, the Snowflower set.
The dispersal micro-jump ended. All ships reported in. Partrade, on Angel Hair, had moved closest to Tobedos Yards.